Oh, my goodness. I tell you what, it's going to be hard to wipe the smile off my face this morning. How good was that, kids? Did you enjoy that? Yeah? Very good, very good. Man, oh, I don't know. It's hard to follow that. I feel like I should have had my own theme music when I was coming up as well, just like the dramas. Oh, man. It's gonna be hard to compose myself after that. Man, how good is it to see just some simple messages and some simple stories acted out with such joy and such energy? And how much fun is it, kids, just to have so much fun and enjoy these guys making a fool of themselves up the front? But then also, what a great lesson they come with as well. So awesome. This morning, I've been asked to give a little bit of a message about with the themes of Holiday Club. And if I'm honest, I was kind of struggling with what I wanted to share about. And as I was kind of walking around Holiday Club thinking about what am I going to share this morning, and I honestly struggled. But I asked God, what, God, are you trying to teach me, or what would you be trying to teach us? And I'm reminded of the beauty and the awe, not only of God's creation in the stars, which is the theme of Holiday Club, under the stars, but also the creation of human life and the creation of children as well, and how beautiful it is to see the purity and the naivety of child like minds, and how beautiful it is to see them approach the dramas with so much fun and have so much fun worshiping God with simple lyrics and simple songs and simple actions, and how beautiful and awesome that is. And I'm reminded about myself and what it once was for me when I was a child, and when life was simple and I didn't have responsibilities, that I didn't have to look after, well, I don't have to look after a family, but I didn't have to look up her family. Maybe that relates to some of you, not me. You know, the responsibility of leading a household, the responsibility of owning a house. In the midst of Holiday Club, Matisse and I, we were also looking at a house and put on a serious offer on a house, and it was scary. It was a nerve-wracking time to be alive. Maybe you've been there in your life before, once before as well. But I've been thinking, like, what is makes it so awesome about how kids approach God and how they approach faith and learning? And it's just this beautiful thing to be childlike. And I'm reminded that Jesus, he asks us to come to him as children do, and that we're meant to have a Christ-likeness about us, but also we're meant to have a child-likeness as well. And I wonder, in my life, I was thinking, where in my life did I lose a bit of childlikeness? Where did I stop enjoying life? Where did I stop having fun? Where did the responsibility, the mystery, the unknown stop being something that I enjoyed? When did life become too hard? Too sad? When did I lose some of that childlike joy? We read, and I believe the verse is going to pop up on the on the screen now, because I need it, because it's going to be my prompt. In Matthew chapter 18, verses 1 to 5, it says that. It says, at the time the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a little child to him and placed the child among them. And he said, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. There is an importance to childlikeness. It is directly correlates to our access to the kingdom of heaven. And not only does that come with fun and joy to be able to just sit at Jesus' feet when times are hard, when times are rough, to just sit at Jesus' feet and smile and say, he's got me. He's got me covered. I know he loves me. He's got me. But also, it takes, in that moment, it takes humility as well. It says there, therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest. It takes humility sometimes to realize we cannot be in control of everything. That it takes a childlikeness to trust in God and to sit at the feet and let him lead us and enjoy a bit of that mystery, enjoy a bit of that unknown. Sometimes I know for myself, sometimes I can get caught up with deep theology. I can get caught up with you know, engrossing myself in super serious stuff. Something that I think Matisse helps me with deeply is sometimes she just is able to pull me up and say, Matt, like, you're in some ways, Matt, you're being too serious. Like, you need to enjoy. You need to have fun. You need to enjoy the life that God has given you. And it's a really healthy reminder. And I know for myself, I am such a critical person. I love critical. I love being critical. I love, oh man, you know, programs. I love getting into the nitty gritties. And I love, like, oh, that part of that program isn't good. We could do that better. We could do this part of that program better. We need more of this kind of program or that kind of program or this kind of song or that kind of song. How often do we allow our criticism to stop simply sitting at the feet of Jesus and worshiping the King of Kings and enjoying life? How often do we try to manipulate things, change programs to make this perfect outcome, this perfect world? We need to be more childlike. We need to come and sit at the feet of Jesus to take lowly place in order to reach the kingdom of heaven, in order to enjoy the full beauty and wonder of his world. We need to rely on the guidance of our one and true guardian. Like kids, I don't know about you guys, but how much do you guys rely on your parents? Do you love your mum and dad? Do you love your parents? You're going to have to be a little bit more convicted, a little bit louder. Do you love your parents? Yeah, come on. Hey, there's a reality that children rely on their parents. Parents, are there any parents? If you're a parent of a kid or you've been a parent of a kid, put your hands up. Put your hand up. How good. We've got a lot of you here. How much did your kids rely on you when they were children? How much did they rely on you when they were children? And what if you approached Jesus, approached the King of Kings like a child, like you relied on him for your guidance? You relied on him for your safety and your security. We're called to a childlikeness, and it's beautiful. And Kids Holiday Club just really reminds me of that. And it's so good seeing all the kids here and enjoying everything. And it's really important that we remember that we need to let go sometimes of our criticisms, our judgments. We need to sometimes let go of even the things that make us suffer. Sometimes we need to let God take that burden off our shoulders to trust in him and to follow him with a childlikeness. It's so, so very important. I just wanted to give a quick recap of some of the lessons that we learnt across And I want to hope that each of you, despite this being a very simple recap, I would hope and pray that some of you would receive some of these summaries and messages for yourselves, and that you would go and do business with God. If you've forgotten these messages, go and do business with God. The first one was God is with us everywhere. Looked at the story of Daniel and the lion's den, and how God is present with us through every single situation. And Daniel's faith, it leads him to be put in a den with lions. And even then, he still trusts in God because he knows that God is with him. And may I just remind you the simple message, God is with you. Each and every one of you, God is with you. Trust in him like a child. Trust in him. Sit at his feet. The other story, which we've seen a lot this morning, we saw, I don't know if any of you know, Isaac dressed up as a sheep, mate. Good stuff. Loved it. How good? Awesome. We saw the story of the lost sheep, and I'm not going to summarize that because I think they did a perfect job of that. But if you've turned away from Jesus, if you've run away and you need to find yourself back in community, you're welcome. You're welcome here. But know that Jesus is searching for you. He is knocking down your door and he is asking you to enter back into relationship with him. If you're a lost sheep this morning, enter back into relationship with Jesus. It is worth it. He is looking for you. He will leave each and every one who's been a part of this community and who's consistent and whatever. He would leave all of us to go and find you, and that he would rejoice far more than he would ever rejoice for one of us. And then day three, we learnt about how God's love it works by showing God's love to others, and how we should love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And the puppets described that perfectly, didn't they? I'm reminded that we need to be more childlike. And sometimes that means coming back to the roots or the core of what we believe. Sometimes it's being reminded of the thing that is so, so, so important. And so we're going to read John chapter 3, verse 15 to 18. That everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. If you've given your life to Jesus, if you have given your life to Jesus, then you are accepting that Jesus loves you, that God loves you so much that he sent his one and only Son to die on the cross for the forgiveness of all the mistakes, all the things that lead us to feeling guilty and ashamed. He died for all of that. He paid that price. And then through the victory and the power that it is, he is risen from life, from death. And in that, there is a free gift of grace for each and every one of us, that no matter how far we've strayed, no matter what area of our life that we have had a bitter heart about, no matter what area of life has led us to have a hard heart towards God, we still have the opportunity to turn back to him. And that he does not want to condemn us, that when we approach God in childlikeness, when we sit at his feet, he's not going to turn to you and say, Matt, look at all those mistakes. He's not going to turn to you and say, look, you've done all these terrible things. Oh, look, you've been really super critical. He's not going to turn to you and say that. He's going to say, I love you and I've forgiven you. All of that I cover. I cover all that shame and that guilt that you have. I cover it all. I've already paid the price for that. Just sit at my feet. Just be a child. Just sit and enjoy and trust that I've got you. Some of us need to remember. And for some of us, we need to choose that for the first time. For some of us, I want to invite you to enter back into a childlikeness, like what you were when you were once saved, before you were saved, when you approached God like it was something to be in awe of, like it was something incredible and amazing, something so much better than anything you'd ever received before. Would you enter back into that approach that you used to have towards God? And for those who have run away or who've never entered into a relationship with Jesus, I invite you to accept Jesus into your heart, to accept him as your Lord and Savior, to accept that he is the Son of God, that he's paid the price for all your guilt, all your shame, all your mistakes, all your sin. He's paid the price for all of that, and enter into a relationship and start that relationship this morning, because God loves you so much and he wants the best for you. And he wants you to be able to trust in him so that you can live at peace, so that you can live in the fullness of and in the width and the breadth of his love that he has for you, so that you can live with a hope and a purpose that's better than making money, that's better than owning a house, that's better than being married, that's better than anything good that this world can offer. Enter into a relationship with him this morning. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much that you love us. Thank you so much for Kids Holiday Club. Thank you so much for the joy of being able to worship you, the joy of being able to be in awe of you. I pray, Lord, for those of us who have been in faith before, who have turned somewhat bitter or cold or somewhat just... We've forgotten what it's like just to sit in awe of you, to sit at your feet and to enjoy the full breadth of your love. We ask that we would enter back into relationship with you right now. And God, I ask that anyone here who needs to turn back to you and to give their life or to give their life to you for the first time, I ask that you would open our hearts to receiving you. I invite you now, if you want to give your life to Jesus, to do that right now in your heart. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you love us. Thank you that you call us to live life to the full, to enjoy it, to have fun with it. Thank you that you're with us. Thank you that you look for us. And thank you that you want us to share that love as well. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hey, we're about to go and sing some kids' songs. I know that some of you might not feel very young or might not feel like a kid, but I encourage you, enjoy the simplicity of the music, the simplicity of the actions, and enjoy worshiping God in just such a simple way. And let's have fun together and worship God together in this way.